previously on the Adventure Zone Aethersea.
Well, Hoss, good news and bad news. Your rock's gone.
What?
I got an infinite bag.
Yeah, yes. Put it in the bag.
Infinite I'll put the bag. Pride in the bag and your sadness in the bag.
Give that to the hand of guidance and let her know that you found me, that I'm fine. I'm not ready to go back yet. You all did quick and excellent work. The parish will keep you in mind.
It's been decades since we've seen a blink shark. Now we know exactly how many are left.
It's the crew of the Glory Holus. She holds up a blue folder and you realize it's one of the jobs that was offered to you. And as their somewhat gaudy ship dives into the water, its stern rises up, and in that moment, you can see that this ship is named the Gut Punch, which rhymes with butt munch. Amber Devo Zooks, you all have scant time to flip through the many fantasy highlights magazines that are scattered hither and yon in the Blue Span Brokerage waiting zone, also known as a foyer to some people, or a foyer to other people, before you're called back into the office of Ravi Montrell, who is beaming here.
Goofus is always getting into the trouble with the Manticore. You know, Goofus, Gallant knows to stay away from the Manticore, but Goofus,
You can tell Ravi has just had guests. He is sort of still cleaning up some piles of papers in his office, and as he's filing them away, he hollers at you from over his shoulder and says, "Oh my goodness, if it isn't the Coriolis, accomplished adventurers, mission doers... I heard from the parish you all did a bang-up job, and I had no doubt in my mind. You all are, you all amaze me every day.
Thank you. It's so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. So who's ready for another one? To take another bite of that success cookie?
I love cookies.
Sure.
Is it the same ones, or you got new gigs lined up?
And did you let Zim take any of the good ones?
Did I let Zim?
Those three mean people from before.
The people of the, what did we say it was? The butt munch. Butt munch? The butt munch.
Still funny.
It is still funny, yeah.
They are the butt munch bunch.
Oh, this is pretty good.
So, I'm just going to sort of use context clues here. So give me a moment. The word butt munch does rhyme with gut punch, which is the name of the ship held by another one of my contractors that I've got in the old Rolodex. So did they give you a hard time or something? I can't say I like that. I don't want my kids fighting, you know?
They were hassling us a little bit, but nothing we can't handle.
Maybe been a little trash talk.
Yes, it could have been just a playful rivalry. They didn't, you know, threaten us or... they wouldn't tell me where they got the sunglasses, which was a bit of a snub. They said they got them from up their butts.
Or up, that was up the bunch door.
That's great. Well, man.
You like that, huh? Kind of, you're a little bit
because
puerile
why would you have glasses in your butt? That's great stuff. So, it sounds like harmless ribbing. I don't mind a little competition, you know, stoke the fires.
Do you like them more than us?
This is
a good question.
A fair question.
Yes.
We're all wondering.
No, you all are absolutely my favorites.
Insight check.
Oh, shit.
I have a passive insight of 16, Griffin.
All right, let's see what your active insight is. I'm going to say that
Oh, my God, it's hovering in the line. It's 10.
It's a 10? No, you do not get past.
But my passive is 16.
You do not get past Ravi Montrell. He is telling you the absolute truth, and he treasures you so much. He treasures you like a dear child.
Okay, so he has no favorites like I have no favorite kids, not like I have no favorite pets, right? Because I definitely have a favorite pet.
You are his favorite clients, and that he has never said that to anyone else.
Okay.
With an insight check of 10. I feel like the giving you super bad information on a bad, like, insight or perception check, you can work out just through oppositesies what I actually mean.
Like, that felt very uninsightful, what I've just done.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And Zook's bought it whole. He completely bought it.
Sure. He says, you know, things are a bit slow right now because of the holiday season.
Oh?
You know, Octopus Day.
It's Octopus right. Day. Oh, yes, now, wait. Course, yes.
Hey, I know, but they're new here.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through some of what Octopus Day means to
you? It's fun. You do like 8 of everything. So, like, you wear
everything?
I'm wearing 8 shirts.
You are sweating.
Oh, hold on. Let me, I gotta give, and he gives you all like a swift punch in the arm. And he's like, no eightsies. So you get a hit.
8 of everything.
He should have to roll an attack, Griffin.
I'll roll an attack specifically for Devo.
Thank you.
8 of everything?
Okay. I don't know. Okay, then he gets a 6.
Yeah.
So he misses you?
Times 8 is 48.
Oh,
that's right.
Because
it is
bad.
No, Travis. It is a 48 because it's octopus.
Oh God, I'm dead.
I don't want to give you all Octopus Day powers. He says, "Yeah." So the jobs have not come pouring in, but the stuff I've got for you still is very exciting. And now that you've cut your teeth on a 1-star, I think you've got what it takes to maybe step it up a little bit. So here's what I still got, and he lays out 3 folders that you recognize from last time. The job's still remaining after the gut punch took the alloyed menace job. You still have acquisition, the lost laboratory. I really struggled to think how I say that word when it came time for me to say it.
Is it because you have to decide if you're going to say laboratory, if you're going to say
laboratory?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, in the monster mash. Yeah.
You're actually making a huge tonal distinction there.
Absolutely.
Of like just what kind of person you are and program you're making.
I mean, laboratory is immediately kind of spooky, right?
Yeah, sure, sure.
You could go with lab, but then somebody's going to think you're talking about a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, fair.
As a reminder, that one is submitted by the Deep Thinkers, specifically Ampersand 5. It is the job description is a lab operated by the Deep Thinkers went missing, and a single survivor returned to Founder's Wake, but it's been out of commission, is quarantining at a local medical facility seeking treatment for undisclosed injuries. So they want you to find the lab and discover the fate of the ship and its crew. Also, there's investigation, the biomass swarm, and that's from the chaperones, specifically Ballister Kodira, who's the leader of the chaperones, who has discovered a huge swarm of sea life that is just growing and growing and growing a couple dozen nautical miles from the city. They want to sort of nip this problem in the bud before it becomes something super dangerous. And then finally, there is negotiation, the abyssal auction, which I have stepped up from a 1-star to a 2-star, and the client for that one is Joshy's Knuckle, Uncle Joshy, of course, who has an invitation to an exclusive auction where he hopes to purchase an undisclosed surface relic, and he needs representatives to attend the auction. And he'll give you some money, and you got to secure the item he wants in return with it in hand. And as a bonus for that one, you get to keep whatever money you don't end up spending there.
I was wondering who the current Ballisters of Founder's Wake are.
Yeah, so there's definitely this is going to take me a while. The Boyar Hermin is the high Ballister. Kodira is the Ballister of Defense, essentially. The Hand of Guidance is the Ballister for the church and the conservatory sort of at large. And then there's probably a couple other ones, right? Like Uncle Joshy's not a Ballister, but he would really like to be.
Got it.
Like, I don't think Joshy's Knuckle necessarily has that kind of representation. And then past that, there's like, you know, functional Ballisters. Like there's one of, you know, who makes sure that the city's people are, you know, being supplied the things that they need to live a life there. There's probably a Ballister for like eventually returning to the surface of the world. Like there's, but I would say there's probably like 5 to 7 of them.
So total. Would you say, just to clarify, Ballister is less of like an elected position, like there's a set number at the Council of Ballisters, and it's more like the person in charge of...
Yeah, it's a set number. It's a, and it is sort of like if there was a movement to have Joshy's Knuckle have a Ballister, right, then that would get put up there. But like Kodira was put as a Ballister because she's in charge of this thing. Okay. So those are the three jobs. Which one are you all interested in?
I can say right off the bat that I like the one with negotiations. I feel like this is a skill set that I would bring, but, you know, any of these sound interesting, and as long as they do not involve being swallowed by a giant clam shrunk down, then I'm happy.
You know, you kind of ate shit on the last one. It was tough on you, so I think we should sort of defer to whatever Devo wants this time. I'm fine with that. I'll meet everybody at the table and, you know, put the tiger on the table. And I never really did negotiations before, but I feel like I'm well equipped for the job.
But you know, as the other side of negotiation, you have charm. And then you have intimidation, and this yeah. You've got, yes, you have.
Yeah, that's true.
You're good. Everybody's at punching. Yeah,
I just feel I don't have a tie or anything. I feel like,
well, we can get you a tie. Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe when you say one of those bolo ties, like a string.
Oh yes, tie,
those are very fancy.
I do need a new. I need a new jacket.
When you all start talking about clothes. You can tell that Ravi Montrell kind of smirks a little bit and then like very quickly sort of tries to correct himself. And he says, sorry, I don't know. I've never been to the Abyssal Auction, but I know that you will be somewhat disguised. So I wouldn't worry too much about securing a bolo tie. After all, we haven't seen one of those in 25 years.
Whoa! I do still need a new jacket, though, because I tore up my jacket in a misguided attempt to make a rope. And this... Actually, Ravi, you and I seem to be about the same size. If you would give me a jacket, yes?
Sure, that'll be 300 lux.
Well, no, this is... No, this is... I meant as you said I was your favorite, so I assumed...
And I absolutely meant it, but this is the Bugatti of clothes that I got.
Of course, yes.
And it's very expensive. This jacket I saved up a lot of my money for. Just kidding, it was like a few weeks' paycheck.
I see.
Yeah. So anyway...
I have a lot of interest. The first two both appealed to me. I have a lot of questions about myself, and the chance to speak to Ampersand 5 would be pretty cool. And then the investigation one, you know, I'm not really sure how my swarm powers work. It might be interesting to do that. But if you both, do you think that these will still be on the docket the next time we check in?
Well, this one is a 3-star risk, and so, yes, the laboratory one, excuse me, laboratory.
Perfect, that was it, and that was it, nailed perfectly.
It. Got it. Yeah. But if your wish is to speak to this Ampersand 5, do we need to take the job to do this?
Well, no, not necessarily, I guess. It just... seemed like that would be a nice open door to step through. You know, we really are broke. I mean, we don't even have enough to go shopping at Phantom Sea Coast Co. maybe we do the easy job and do the negotiation one and get the Lux just to kind of build up our bankroll. I'll go along with whatever you two friends want to do.
Zeus, can you make a charisma check here? I want to see if your words sway Ravi Montrell.
13.
Since you have a -1 charisma modifier, I will say this. Ravi Montrell can tell that you are having kind of a tough time, and he also can tell that there are some hurt feelings about giving a job out that he offered you first to someone else. So he says, I tell you what, Zooks, sign of good faith. He reaches down to those two jobs that you mentioned, the Lost Lab and the Biomass Swarm, and he earmarks them and sets them aside. He says, I won't let anyone touch these. Of course, if the client pulls out, the client pulls out. But these jobs, if they're still available, are yours for sure. Those butt munch, right? The stinkers. They're not going to get their hands on these.
This is not very nice of you to say you are their boss. We can say this, we are their rivals, but you as the boss, this is an HR issue.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ravi. Ravi,
yeah.
Thank you. You are very appreciative. Now let's go auctioning.
He says, well, first you do need to go meet with the client. It's Uncle Joshy. I don't know if any of you have met him, but he is a real character. So be careful.
Yeah, we go back.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Then this
to about a half
go.
An hour ago.
he's basically like my fourth dad.
Yeah, he is. He is Amber's uncle, I think.
No, that's colloquial, but you know,
it's what it's,
we're tight. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. I'll juice him for some more.
Is it colloquial or irrelevant?
It's actually pronounced the cloaca is where he's located.
Ah, it's the cloaca. Yes.
He hands you all the folder, and he says,
"Colloquial is really hard to say."
Yeah, sure.
And then even impossible to say with a French accent.
Yeah, colloquial. Sure. He says, all right, good luck. If you have any trouble, call in dispatch. But, I mean, this one seems like it'll be pretty straightforward.
I should ask, how do we call in to dispatch?
You just ring us up on your tone wheel aboard the ship. Just give us a holler.
Okay. Yeah. This would have been good to know in the last mission. We did not think of this to say like, oh, we're in a clam, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if we get reception inside a big clam.
No shell towers out there?
Oh my God, we're crushing it!
God, this is a good podcast.
This is a good fucking episode today.
Yeah. Oh wait. Oh, a Pulitzer for podcasting just came out of my computer.
No way.
Whoa. We did it.
So you all head up to the cloaca in the bustling burb of Joshy's Knuckle, and when you show up, it's the lunchtime crowd, which is to say, like four people.
Okay.
You see Uncle Joshy sitting at the bar, and he's doing some paperwork. He's like, he's cooking the books, so to say, or balancing the books. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a big difference there.
Yeah,
Griffin.
Sure.
You know that, right?
I do know that. I don't know that Uncle Joshy knows that, but he sees you all walk in and he says, this is a special treat this is. I didn't expect you all to come back this soon, Amber. I'm sorry, I haven't prepared another vibe check for you. I have to think about those things like, you know, a week in advance. It takes me a while to put those wheels in.
Could we have just a second?
Yeah, sure. It's weird for you to walk into a room and then immediately have a sidebar, but
Amber, saying that he did not have time to prepare a vibe check is exactly what he would say.
I try not to think that far ahead.
Yes, but
anybody.
What if he just wants you to think that he did not have time to prepare the vibe check?
If he wants me to think that you think?
But if I, what if I think
he thought that I would think that? You know what I'm saying?
He's
always a few steps.
You should
ahead,
vibe check him.
And what is a vibe check?
Okay.
Oh, well, it's when he tries to get the best, tries to get the upper hand.
The chart.
Keeps me on my toes.
Yeah. Well, if he does, I'll shoot him.
And break. Okay, Uncle Joshy, you were saying?
He walks back from the bathroom washing his hands like, sorry, you guys did the whole thing for so long. I had to go.
Oh, yes, I have not used the bathroom in several episodes. remind me to...
One of the hallmarks of the Adventure Zone is that the characters use the bathroom in real time.
So he says, so what can I do you for? You already got some free vittles out of me from what I understand. So what, you need some cruiser bevs to go, or what's up?
Oh, this does sound good, yes. But it seems we'll be your emissaries at the abyssal auction.
No shit! You're kidding me.
Yes, shit.
You know how I've always been real good at fancy stuff and talking and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I'm your new negotiator.
Oh, that's excellent. That's great. That's real great news. Because sometimes negotiation, they go belly up, and then you will be there, I assume, to punch that belly up a bunch of times, which is great.
I'm going to try to keep this one a little more restrained, like really show a different side of myself, where it's like more sort of kind of fancy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, sure.
But I would be happy with shooting them if everybody's, would like that done.
Yeah, I'm going to be more of the brains on this one.
Yes, Zooks, I actually think I would rather you shoot somebody this time than psychically connect with them. I actually think that you shooting someone might be a little safer for you.
Making note?
It's a bit of a moot point because you are not going to be bringing your weapons into this particular auction. Yeah.
That's all right. I got all the weapons I need.
Yeah, in your tummy. Your tummy hands.
Yeah, my tummy hands, yeah.
Sure. All right. Y'all know how an auction works, right? Like, you say you'll pay a certain amount for something, and then some jag will say, like, I'll do one more than that. And then you come in, and you're like, I'll do one more than that.
Wait, jag. Why is it like this? That seems a wild way to do it. Why not just say it costs this much? Okay, yes, I will pay this. Okay, done. And then you exchange, goods and services for some sort of money or credit.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the ideal, right? But
Everybody likes a deal. Everybody likes to think they're getting a deal.
Yeah.
But this just seems like it is just raising the price artificially.
Well, no, it's not raising the price artificially. Normally, an auction is reserved when the fixed price for an item can't be easily determined because of the extremely fluid market.
Yeah.
So if you don't have
subjective.
A set price,
yes.
Right, it's not like you're auctioning off a gallon of milk.
I see.
Plus, most of the people that come to this thing are profoundly wealthy, and they get, they're so bored that they want to have what is essentially a money fight, which is what an auction is. Yeah. So you all are going to go in my stead. I'll bankroll you. You get what I ask for, and then you come on home.
Is there a reason you're not going yourself, Uncle Joshy?
Yes, good question.
I had a prior commitment that I have to attend to.
Is it IBS? It sounds like you might have IBS.
No, it's my cousin. He's sick. So yeah, my cousin's sick.
Is named Ian Beauregard Schmidt, maybe? IBS, yes.
I don't know why you're pushing so hard. No. I don't know why he's pushing so hard on the IBS thing. It's not a joke.
IBS is not funny, gentlemen.
Thank you. Exactly.
No, I'm not saying this is a joke. I understand this is a very serious thing, and you are afraid to be too far away from your home toilet, and we understand this. You do not want to be somewhere where you do not know where the toilet is.
Sure, sure. So yeah, my cousin's like wicked sick. Wow. Mm-hmm. So I cannot make it to this one. Maybe the next one though. But hey, when one of our mini gods closes a window and the door too, then you all get a job out of it. So
that's true.
Circle of wealth.
So what are we bidding on?
It's gonna be the fourth lot up for the auction.
You can't even give it. You can't give us any more than that. Really.
This assumes that nothing changes either. What if there's a substitution maintenance and we come home with like an old bubblegum machine and you're like, oh no.
He says, no, they don't. They don't do substitutions or changes. I apologize if I'm being even cagier than I usually am, but I think you'll understand what I'm talking about once you show up in that big beautiful palace of money and goods.
Yes, but you have hired us to do a job for you. This is not us asking you for something. Why are you being vague? Do you not? Oh, Joshy, do you not want us to succeed? Is this what this is? Where this is a trick on us? Where you want us to get down there and look foolish and maybe learn something about failure, improving the quality of our spirit?
Is this like an extended vibe check?
Good question.
Diva, make a persuasion check.
Okay. That would be a 13 plus 7, a 20.
Yeah, fuck. He says, all right, listen. I'll tell you what it is, but I need you to make me a promise and a real honest-to-gosh promise, okay?
Okay.
I tell you what this thing is. Y'all don't get any designs on making out with it yourself and say like, oh, no, we dropped it into the ocean, lost it. And I'll be like, how did you do it? And you'll be like, toilet. And I'll be like, that makes sense. So I am basically telling you how to get one over on me on this one if you want. But you got to promise you won't do that?
If we did this, if we said, no, so toilet, you'd be like, no.
Right. Okay. Yes. It's a book. It's a book. A journal. And I will be honest with you. I have zero need for it at all. But I know plenty of folks who would. And not everybody's clued into the Abyssal Auction. So I would rather they not find out. I would rather you all not take it and find some other buyer for it. You understand? This is why I'm not so forward with this information. But I trust a third of you. So
is it
we are legally bonded representatives of Ravi Montroso. Show him the papers, Amber. Show him the papers.
We're legally, you know.
Bonded.
It's all legit.
Yeah, our word is our bonded.
All right. It's a journal. It's a journal from an old Delmer architect. I genuinely do not know much about it past that.
It sounds very boring.
Yeah, right? Like it's a glowing ruby. When you kiss it, a dinosaur comes out. Like, it's nothing.
Wait, do they have
now,
this
when
too?
Is that?
Yes.
They probably won't have. I'm not saying. I've seen one of these before. That's all
what?
I'm going to say. I've seen this glowing ruby that when you kiss it, a dinosaur comes out. But I
if
doubt
they
it's
have
gonna,
one of those, would you rather we get that?
I'll be honest with you. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah, any other questions?
How much do we have to work with? How much Great money course. Are you giving us?
He says, I boosted it up a little bit from my original sort of plea because I didn't get much traction on that job listing. So it is 20 lux I'm going to give you for the bankroll. And then you buy my thing, whatever else you have left, you can keep. On top of 9 additional lux as a like good job, pat on the back. Not a pat on the back, that's compensation for work, but you could come away from this one fairly rich. I will say this, that journal ain't going to be cheap. And if there is someone else who knows about it and the value it actually possesses, it might go up a little bit more than you might expect. So, yeah.
If it goes above 20, will you give us extra money?
I can't. I have given you as much as I possibly can. Please believe
okay.
that.
Just so I understand it, at yeah. best, we buy this for very cheap and we get a lot of extra money. At worst, it hit like 21 lux and we do not get it and we still get 9 lux.
He looks around the room and starts speaking in more hushed tones and he says, this auction. Nobody there can see anybody else's faces.
Nobody there can see each other's ships. If you don't succeed in buying it the fair way during the auction, you could try and come about it another way. But I will say this, if you come back home and you don't have it, you are certainly not getting paid for the job because you didn't do the job. So, not to encourage, you know, naughty boy behavior, but that's the truth of the matter. And I won't say it, and whoop, that's that. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. This is fine with me. Is this fine with you?
Yes, doable.
Cool.
Any other questions?
Zooks, you seem awfully sad about you not being able to take your shooter there.
Much like Ember, I have other resources for slaughter and destruction. So it's okay. That doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is that I'm pretty sure that once they see my different coral face holes, they're going to... how are they not going to see us?
It changes, honestly, from auction to auction. But every auction, they got disguises. They got ways to hide your body. These rituals...
like costumes?
It's one of these I went to, yes. They were big fuzzy costumes.
I have read about masquerade. Masquerade?
Nope. But one time they did do, like, wrestling masks. Everybody had to wear, like, wrestling masks and big puffy clothes. They cover up everything because they don't want to give nothing away.
Do they provide those?
Yeah, they'll provide those.
Do you have a jacket that I could have? This is unrelated.
It will cover your whole body. I can't.
No, it's unrelated. I just needed a new jacket.
No. What are you talking about?
I just thought that I would ask.
Have I ever come to your domicile and said, like, hey, selling any pants today? That's a wild thing to do.
Did not say selling. I was hoping you would just give it to me.
Have I ever showed up at your domicile and said, give me pants? It's me, your pal, Uncle Joshy. Give me pants today.
We haven't known each other this long.
No, we haven't. That's exactly right. We wicked have not.
Do you have a lost and found that he could go through?
The kid just needs some pants.
No. I have pants. I need a jacket.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't have a jacket for you.
Okay, how do we get into the auction, Uncle?
He hands you a little, he doesn't mind that. He hands you a
Uncle.
Little, he hands you the invitation, and the invitation just has a map on it. And there's, it points to like a very sort of, it leads to a valley that is overlooking, the titular abyss, just a huge drop off of the, you know, sort of plate that that Founder's Wake is built upon. You go there in your ship. Don't try swimming it. That would be buck wild. And they'll come to you. They'll find you.
This sounds good to me. I'm ready to go.
Amber, what do you think?
Yeah, let's head out. Unless you need a shirt. You good?
Oh, for me? No, I have I have this shirt that I like very much. It's a good it's a good cut. I think.
Dang, that's a nice shirt.
Thank you. It fits me very well.
Now I feel like I'm dragging everybody down.
Oh, do you need Uncle Joshy? Do you have any clothes for Amber? A vest, perhaps?
I actually do have a vest. Hold on.
Nice. I figured he was good for at least one.
He stands up and walks into the back room, and he's back there for a long time. Amber, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing.
I'll give you advantage on it.
What?
I'll give you advantage on it.
Seems fair. 12 plus 4, 16. Or 16 plus 4, 20.
Yeah. You hear from outside, like back out on the street, outside of the cloaca, you hear like... as his footsteps get louder, and then you hear him wheezing as he comes in through the front door of the cloaca, and you hear him go, Vibe check! And he like barely like karate chops you in the shoulder, but he completely whiffs it and sort of slumps over a bar stool. He says,
I ran all the way around the block so I could come in the front door and do a check.
All right. Nice.
It's not my best work.
Nah, it's all right. Ain't not every vibe check can be perfect.
Yeah, I told you.
I appreciate the thought, though, for serious.
Yeah, it's like, I gotta keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Hey, get out of here, you crazy guys.
Also, no vest?
There is no vest.
Oh, no, there wasn't a vest. I'm sorry.
The vest was a ruse.
When you said the thing about the vest, I saw an opportunity to do one of my famous jobs.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
On the Elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated... It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. In the shadow lands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Lisa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks. I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey everyone, welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about Tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo. Okay, now J.K.,
Make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
the voice.
He's on
the headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean? Can you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do a normal ad?
Okay. So, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So, when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have, 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to TempoMeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a CAPTCHA. And like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to TempoMeals.com/adventure. That's TempoMeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. TempoMeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Well, hello. I'm Renee Colvert.
Hi, I'm Alexis Preston, and we are the hosts of Can I Pet Your Dog?
And we got breaking news, we got an exposé, and all the beans have been spilled via an Apple Podcast review that said, this show isn't well-researched. Well, yeah, no duh. Of course it's not. Not since the day we started has it been well-researched. Guessing and anthropomorphizing dogs is what we do.
The Can I Pet Your Dog promise is that we will never do more than 10 seconds of research before telling you excitedly about any dog we see.
I'm going to come at you with top 10 enthusiasm, minimal facts.
We're here for a good time, not an educated time.
So if you love dogs and you don't love research, well, you know what? Come on in to Can I Pet Your Dog podcast every Tuesday on Maximum Fun Network.
All right. Are you all heading out? You do have some Lux in pocket. If you want to make a stop at the Phantom Sea Coast Co., you do have some rations from your last visit to this bar and grill. But yeah, what are y'all thinking?
Well, I was wondering, Griffin, if you and I could real quick brainstorm a way without having to like play out a whole scene, that we could establish that, like, Devo has a quick, like, swimming lesson.
Yeah, with Beck, we can say that it went pretty well. Well, why don't you tell me how it went?
I think his only focus coming out of, like, the fall into the clam is, like, he was focusing on treading water. He's just, he's like, I'm not going to be doing laps anytime soon. I'm not trying to race. I just want to know if a ship explodes or I fall out of something. I can, you know, keep from sinking right down to the bottom of wherever I'm in.
Yeah, I think that's easy enough to say. You have accomplished that. I think Henry's taking swim lessons right now, and so I imagine you, your character in him, are about on the same page. So,
I think that should cost him looks, though.
It
if
did.
He's going to get rid of something like that.
He did pay. You know, he did help Bet get set up.
I paid two lux for swimming,
which was an investment in,
fair enough.
Okay.
I knew you had ulterior motives.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's the verdict? You going to Phantom Sea, or are you just going to get out there?
Hey, what would a window shop, if nothing else? What would be,
let's see what kind of deals they got going.
And I want to see that catfish again.
Yeah, and I probably need to give him a lux.
You see.
Something to wet his whistle.
Sure. You all make your way into the Phantom Sea Coast Co. That shutter just opens for you now as you get close, and you hear humming coming from one of the many holes all around the walls and ceiling of this grotto. And from one of them, Felix the catfish emerges, and he says,
"Oh, look who it is. Look who's returned. I thought maybe you were going to dip out on old Felix, huh? Take the money and run? So I'm excited to finally have a return on my investment."
Okay.
That will be 6 lux, please.
I can...
For what?
Well, he loaned me...
He owes him.
...the money. Not for years. This is my problem.
Oh, dang.
Yes, I can pay the interest. I'll give you 1 lux for this, so I still only owe you 5, huh?
Make a persuasion check.
Persuasion check. That is a 14 plus 7, 21.
He says,
traditionally, I sort of go by O-Town rules. in that I want it all or nothing at all. But I suppose...
I mean, if this is the case, then I can give you nothing right now and then pay you back the rest, you know, keep the juice flowing.
I'll take the one interest, the one lux interest, just to keep it, you know, as a sign of good faith.
This is fine. So Zooks and Ambia, that leaves us with four. And I will take the one as my cut, and you two can decide if we want to do anything with the other four.
Do you have, like, a clearance aisle?
Do we have a clearance aisle?
Good question.
No, my...
That's aisle, I-S-L-E.
All right.
Fucking good.
On fire!
No, we carry pretty good shit here, and people buy it a lot and fast, so no clearance. We do, I apologize, I should have mentioned, we received a few licenses from the parish for some other new pieces of gear that you may or may not want to check out. It is up to you.
Yeah, let's take a pickerowski.
So if you look through the different sort of shops here, I've highlighted in... light green, a beautiful key lime pie colored green.
Is that under, it's one of the tabs
there's
under,
two
right?
For weapons, and then you've also received a license for vapor suits, which is like the parish's big thing, but you guys, you know, you have two of those already, so.
Ooh, may or may not be a sunburst weapon, you say?
Yes, so you've gotten basically access to a couple of arcane class weapons because of who you did the work for. Mm-hmm. So you've unlocked sort of the purchasing rights for a force barrage or a sunburst cannon, which can damage sensors, but also it has to charge. It's the first charge weapon, I think, that has become available to you.
Now, we know the kind of mission we're going on, right? Are there any specific, like, tools or parts or facilities or anything that we see that we're like... oh, we'll use that. You know what I mean?
The first thing I see is a medical bay,
yes.
Which I don't know if we have.
No.
You do not, no.
Provides 3 points of healing per mission.
No, provides three...
potions of healing.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Just because we don't need personal weapons and that won't be allowed into the auction, that doesn't mean we won't need weapons to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or get back.
You know, let me just say, that tracer spike could be useful if we need
Can you explain what you are talking about?
So a tracer spike says, as an action, a crewmate can fire the spike at a ship or creature, and for the next week, the exact location of the target will be revealed.
Well, Zooks already has something like that, doesn't he? I mean, just in his spells.
Yes, but if we're, like, in ship to ship...
Right.
Right, then, like, that seems to be, like, if... the whatever the auction is on is like running away from us. I don't know.
Right.
That could be
and
useful.
Where is this? Under tools?
Under tools. Yes.
There's part of me that feels like we'd be better off just keeping the money and getting like and using it to upgrade before the next like combat heavy thing. But we have no real insight into this. Who the fuck knows what we're running into getting in. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
and we only have 3 lux left, right?
Like 4 lux. I think we should sit.
Yeah.
4 lux. I think we should sit on it.
All right, let's save it.
Yep. And who knows? Maybe we'll need some to grease
a few palms.
A palm or two.
It's not a bad point. You are the only thing you do know about this mission is that the more money you have, the more likely it is going to be that you will achieve your dreams. So
I would also like to point out that we have 20 extra lux in our pocket.
That would
given
be
to
bald.
Us by a man who encouraged us to steal.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to change the ship inventory to 24 lux, and then you guys can deal with your own sort of demons.
No, I don't
I
think
mean,
that's a good
listen,
idea.
Listen, we can just plan on stealing right out the gate, bypass the whole auction.
You roll up to the auction in like a gold plated.
well, buy 24 lux worth of guns.
Yeah.
And then just blow it to hell and take the general from the wreckage.
But you know, if we go there and decide to steal it, we get to keep all 20 lux.
That's true. All right. I think we sit on it for now.
Okay.
And if we see that ruby that summons a dinosaur when you kiss it, we buy that shit for ourselves.
The action we choose is inaction.
Yes.
Yeah. We walked to the store and went, okay, thanks. Have a great day. All right. Yeah,
well,
thank you.
You paid your installment.
So. Yeah. As you turn to leave, he goes, wait, are you, what did, why did you come here?
Just to see you?
See, something to do. Calm down.
Okay.
We had a big lunch and we needed to walk around a bit so that we didn't fall asleep in the ship.
And I'm a bit of an admirer, and I'm learning to observe things and take it all in without mind melding with them. And so this was good for me. This was a good day for Zooks.
I'm glad I could help, but make sure the next time you come around, you'll be ready to help me.
And then a shipworm pops out from like the water right in front of you all wearing a green visor. And another one pops up right next to him. And I guess maybe several pop up and pantomime cracking knuckles. And the one in the green visor just looks down at you, Devo.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. I would pay you back. Yeah, no need to have your worm squad threaten me. I understand the deal.
Oh, I can't control them.
Oh, well, you need to work on this. You need to show that you are the alpha.
I'm a big fish, man. We don't really roll like that.
Ah, good for you. This was a test.
Cool.
Hey, check out this cool sign. And one of the shipworms points to the sign that says, no loitering.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Time for adventure.
Ding.
You're taking off then? You're departing?
Yeah.
All right, you all hop into the...
You ask things in such a fucking loaded way. It's like, you're always acting like the golden sword of Galfadar is like on the floor. You're like, really?
Huh. You're just gonna...
You didn't want to look around for any golden swords?
No, you didn't open the chest that I didn't mention.
Let me phrase it another way then. What are you guys doing now?
We're getting the fuck on the road.
Are you sure you don't want to do anything else around Founders Way?
Ah, man. See, there it is, Griffin.
You're doing it. Yeah, I want your acknowledgement to be one of like...
Finally.
Oh, good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's about what I would hope you would do right now.
Okay, Devo stops by, Brother Seldubs and gets the God Killer gun.
Yeah, sure. All right. You all get on the Coriolis.
No, he just gets his second jacket.
Sure. Okay. You're in the water.
It's not as nice as the one he tore up, but it's fine.
So for getting the map and also sort of squeezing out of Joshi the identity of the lot that you are attempting to buy, I'm going to grant you 1 point of intel each for both of those, you know, pieces of intel. So with the Zook's expertise, the generous rations that you secured at the end of the last episode, and the intel you acquired, minus the urchin penalty, which is what it is called, you all have ended up with a total readiness of 6. So who wants to roll the D100 this time?
Ooh, fun.
I haven't yet. Have I?
It's down, sir.
Roll that beautiful D100 footage.
Okay, and how do I do that? How do I roll the
D100? Two D10s.
Yes.
Or you could just...
Yeah, there's a button there that says D100.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one with two dice on it.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
I think a high number is good.
Can never remember.
Yeah.
Is one good?
Oh, fuck.
No, you didn't.
Are you kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Out of 100, Dad.
Dad, out of 100,
you got a 1% chance.
Are you kidding me?
Look at your screen. Look at your screen.
Hey, Dan, I understand the reality of it. That's not what's in question.
Are you kidding me? Is it really one?
I know what percent chance this is.
It's a 1% chance.
That'll be a good thing.
No.
No, Dad, it'll be the worst possible thing.
Really?
On the thing.
I can't lie about my art.
You also can't lie about your dice because we're looking at it.
We're looking at it.
That's the reason I can't lie
about my art is because you can see the proof.
Well,
the ship explodes and we all die.
No, I know what I feel like we got to go D20 rules on this where you can't fix a one necessarily. Because I have a one, like I have a one event on the chart, and I suppose it's time to deploy it.
Ah, shit. There's no way it's good. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you know what, Griffin? Go ahead. We'll fucking deal with it. We're grown-ups.
You all are close. You're navigating this valley leading up to the drop-off. And it is getting kind of a tighter squeeze. And Devo, you feel... I mean, you all feel it, but Devo, your hand is on the rudder. So you feel it most of all. The bottom of the ship scrapes against something. Everybody roll a perception check.
22.
6 plus 3, 9.
18.
Thereby
completely redeeming myself.
No. You all hear this, you know, pretty bad scraping noise. Zooks and Amber, you know, I don't know where you were at on the ship when this happened, but with that perception check, I will say you all, you know, look around the base of the ship. What is that? That's like the cargo bay and the bathysphere sort of like deployment bay. You run down there and you see that the hull has not been breached, and that everything appears to be in working order. That's it.
No. This is not it.
And then you all arrive at the end of this trench, and you are peering over the edge when all of a sudden an enormous figure pops up into your sight line. It's a squid that is about the size of your ship, a giant squid, you might call it, and it is... It seems to be armored in some way, and it floats up, and Devo, you see its eyes sort of pop into the viewport and looks in like it is staring at you. Devo, what do you do?
I'm going to say Devo holds very still and stares back.
One of these, like, plates of armor near its eyes flashes, like, a red beam that sort of swipes across the cockpit, and then a green light turns on, and then it nods at you, and it attaches one of its tentacles to the front of the ship, and then blasts out an enormous, all-encompassing black cloud of ink. And then you feel the Coriolis move.
The fuck? A one?
So what happens on a one?
I'm sorry would be a good start.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.